Hey guys, welcome back to the C3SYD podcast. Today you're joined by Beck and Jackson as we intro this new series, Built Different, all about living a transformed life. So let's get into it. Unfinished Business is what we've just kind of come out of. Came out of Easter, Unfinished Business. Now we're in Built Different.
Yeah.
And it is all about living a transformed life so that we can be a witness to the world around us.
Yeah.
Of what Jesus has done, what he's done for us internally, and how he wants to work through us.
So yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be great. I'm excited because it's now the application happens, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The purpose behind Easter and then the transformation that's happening in us through the unfinished business. Now it's like, what do we do about it?
Yeah. We actually have to do something.
Yeah. We don't just stay here and in this we're going into the world and we're witnessing, we're being a light, we're seeing things change.
Yeah, totally.
So it's going to be really cool. We've got some really cool topics throughout this series.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, cool.
What the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
Living multi-generationally, so gleaning the wisdom from those that are older than us and kind of pouring into those that are younger than us. Talking about sounding different as Christians and doing good works and all those different things of like God outworking things through us. I was thinking about it last night, like Built Different, and I was like, gosh, how would that sound to everyone else? Because I don't know, we hear it and you're like, oh, Built Different. Like, I don't know. You can just like think a different context of it, but it's just like, what does that even mean?
I have a very good friend that uses this. He loves to use it as like his catch cry. Because he's like either smarter, faster, better. And he's like, oh, Built Different. And it's just usually in like a jesty way, but we just.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And I was thinking about it because I was like, it's not like we're saying as Christians, oh, we're built different. Like we're better than you.
Yes.
Like that's not
the
heart behind it.
Yeah.
The heart behind it is like we believe like Jesus died for our sins. And through that, like it says in the Bible, we are born again, which is a wacky statement in and of itself.
Yes.
But it just means there's that new foundation.
Yeah.
And like Jesus is our foundation and that is the foundation we're built different upon.
And and I guess in that, you know, structure change, you know, what we're built for is different, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's what excites me the most about this whole series now. It's like, well, now that something's changed.
Yeah.
God's working in us and through us. What does that look like now in my life, in the context that I'm in?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really cool. It's redefining the purpose of like ourselves.
Yeah.
But not without, you know, without completely throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
We're obviously called God. God might have placed us in a workplace, in a family, in a neighborhood. What does that mean now that we're being changed? What does it mean that we're being transformed? Do we leave that place or do we live in
purpose? Everyone just go and live in a in a church?
all those people that are built different, like
we're absolutely all called to be a witness to Christ in whatever environment we're in.
Yeah.
Whether that's a stay-at-home mum that's raising kids or you're a nurse or you're a teacher or a retail worker that's interacting with people all the time, like in all those situations, that is just a context where you get to outwork this.
Yeah. I'm excited. Do you want to jump into some questions around it?
I mean, do you think, I don't know, we're getting deep here. Do you think your life reflects what you believe?
Yeah, gosh, it's a deep cutting question. I think for me myself, Christ has definitely helped in that. I think you need to have faith in that what I'm believing I am doing. I think, can't remember where I read this, but there's the idea that your thoughts become your beliefs, and your beliefs become your behaviors, and behaviors become your actions.
Mm.
So for us to go on the transformational journey of taking something, some new information in, and it becoming an action, it works through a process of transformation. And I guess to answer your question, is am I living a life that reflects what I believe? God, I hope so.
Yeah, I know.
I really hope so. But I'm only human.
Totally.
And thank you, God, for grace in navigating that. But the new information that God and the Gospels, His Word has given me, I'm taking that as information in. I'm transforming that into my belief. Mm-hmm. So I don't believe what the world says about me or how the world might view me, but I believe what God says about me. And now I'm turning that into action through how do I behave? I think about myself differently.
Yeah.
I treat myself differently.
Mm.
Even taking that outside the sense of like what's the evidence or what's how does this impact the world around me? Gosh, the other day was down the beach and was in one of the local IGAs, and a man had come in and obviously had been affected by some sort of health thing.
Right.
And he got in the way. I was like, oh, I got to get this thing
for
my son and get out of here as soon as I can.
Mm.
And he got in the way. And I think if I hadn't been transforming myself or gone on the journey of taking what God says about us and about people and how we should treat and how we should live with one another, I don't think I would have seen him in his, you know, ailment and being like, and did what I did next, which was instead of trying to push past, and I just was like, oh, hey, do you need a hand here? I can see that you're, you know, and he was like, oh yeah, I recently had a stroke. And I was like, oh, that's huge, I'm so sorry to hear that. Sure, let me help you. And he was an elderly gentleman getting back into his, mobility car, and I just he handed me his walking stick, and I just got to hold him and help lift him back into his mobility car. And I think, you know, my old self before Christ, I would have probably not seen him and just gone action first. But I think things that you know, even simple things that, you know, God said, like love your neighbor as you love yourself, that little bit of information that goes through the transformation path of I now turn this from a thought to a belief to a behavior, and now it's lived out in an action where I can actually help someone. So yes, I hope my life is doing that. It's a work in progress.
Totally.
And I know I can't do it by myself because in that moment I fully felt the Holy Spirit in that moment. And I was like, wow, like when I stop and help someone, I feel closer to God.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. But yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think like it takes humility just at the core of that, like to humble yourself and just be like, okay, my world right now isn't the most important thing. Like you're saying, like you're in a bit of a rush, like to be kind of selfish in that time or like pride of just like my thing's more important would have prevented that, but it takes the humility of just being like, okay, wait, actually I'm not the only one that matters here. How can I help this guy? Is God leading me in something? You know, those sorts of things. I think humility is definitely at the core of it. And I mean, something Pastor Al says a lot at church is that he wants us when we come to church to be humble, to be hungry for God and be hospitable. So all those things are just like not self-focused.
They're
all that external outward focus of loving God and loving others, as you were just saying.
Yeah.
And that is where the transformation that's happening in us like is just so visible to people.
Yeah, it's kind of like the evidence. Not to say that it's the only evidence.
No, not at all.
But I think I remember at a point where I, you know, received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I had my friends that I had before that. And then I remember them saying to me, there was like after a while, they were like, you're different.
Yeah.
And I remember them saying,
I love
to me,
those
like,
comments.
Yeah, because yeah, it's kind of like, you yeah. lost weight. To me, I was like, oh, wow, like, it's becoming evident.
Mm.
And there was, like, you know, the jesty mates that they were like, oh, the old Jacko. But it was interesting because, like, they'd actually identified
totally.
That I'd, there was something different about me. And I think yeah. that's the different that we're talking about. Like,
totally.
We're built different. Like, yeah, we come into this world, we live a life, but being transformed, it's really amazing because it's not only just for us, it's about others and noticing that. And whether that's, you know, conviction or it's if it's coming from a place of just helping someone,
yeah,
it's us being built different in that way. So yeah,
yeah,
it's cool.
Well, yeah, even like you said, of like your friends would see it visibly.
Yeah,
like it says there's a scripture in the Old Testament, it's talking about Moses and he's just kind of been spending all this time with the Lord,
yeah,
and he comes back to the people and his face is literally like glowing,
yeah.
and everyone's like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
can't look directly at him because yeah. he's been directly like with the Lord. And I think yeah. it's such a cool,
yeah,
cool picture and a cool thought to be like, okay, when we spend time with God and we allow him to work in us and transform us and stuff, it is so visible to yeah. others, and it's God at work in us that makes us a witness to yeah. him. It's such a privilege.
It is. And it's not just in like big glory moments.
No.
I feel like they're in often in the quiet, which is really cool. I think, you know, me running into a local IGA
yeah.
moment, it's not a, like, it's a funny story because nothing awesome happened.
Totally.
But for me to be able to like love my neighbor and love on this older gentleman to help him into his, like, for me, I'm like, hopefully in some way that made his day.
Totally.
And that's just the little, like, that's living with a bit more of a purpose, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Living with a bit more, I think that's what God's wanting us to do, just
yeah,
in our day to day.
Yeah, I remember it was years ago now. I was working in a job. I was working at the bowling center.
Oh, zone cool.
bowling.
Like an AMF kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
10 pin.
And come yeah, on. 10 pin bowling. And I think I'd only been working there maybe a few days
yeah.
or like a week or something. Like, it was not long at all. I mean, I think I only worked there for 3 months. But anyway, I hadn't been working there long, and this girl found out that I knew one of the other guys who was working there, who was a guy from church. And she was like, oh, do you guys know each other? And I was like, oh yeah, like, we know each other from church. And she was like, oh my gosh, I knew it. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah. I knew you were a Christian.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, oh, like, what did I do? Like, yeah. I had not talked about anything. Like,
yeah.
I hadn't talked about the Lord and Savior and stuff. Yeah. Like, I literally had just been working. And she was like, oh, there was just like, there's just something about you that's the same as him.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, oh, that's cool. So cool.
It's like a compliment, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like we've been saying, like, allowing God to work through you. I think it's just like, it was a high stress environment a lot of the time. And like, the systems often failed. It was not
just loud.
I
kids
only worked
birthdays.
This for three months. But I think it was just the fact that I was kind of carrying myself with a bit of patience and a bit of peace and not over dramatizing things and stuff. Like, I was just calm, and she like could see that there was something different
peace.
About me. Yeah, peace.
That is different to like what a person could bring.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's cool to like see, like, what I'm unpacking there is that she could see the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Like working through you, which is really cool. Again, like an evidence of like transformation and God alive in you. Wow, this is going to be cool. So we got purity. We've got Holy Spirit. We're talking about
multi-generational relationships.
Yeah. So when you talk about that, I was like, oh, this is beautiful, because it's very feel like the world's like, oh, be ignorant of your. Of the
yeah, I think
generation.
It like pits generations against each other a lot.
Well, yeah, like, we got, like, I love right now that
I love making fun of you as a millennial.
Millennials have now become boomers, and Gen Z, you know, are the hip and in like generation.
But then Alpha makes fun of Z. Yeah, so it's just like
it's almost no this endless. It. Yeah, it's endless loop. Yeah. We're always going to rebel against the previous generation. But I love that, like, we're built different to actually kind of honor and hear the wisdom
and learn. Yeah.
Because I think there's lots of, it's really easy to fault find, but it's actually really hard to get, I love the idea of knowledge, right? Mm. Knowledge and wisdom. My mathematical brain breaks it down as like knowledge is just the information unapplied, but wisdom is the knowledge applied over time.
Yeah, and
you can't get that. You can't get wisdom without going to someone that's applied that knowledge over time.
Yeah.
And like even...
And you can see that because it's visible in their life.
Totally.
Like, you wouldn't just know nothing about a person and be like, I want to go learn from them. Like, you see it outworked in some sort of way.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I want to know more about that.
Yeah. Like, and I think church has been wonderful at like having a community that does that. I think we as the church, it's not that we're organized to do that, but it's part of the purpose that God has changed us for.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like, I've had so many indirect mentors in my life, just older gentlemen that I've just gleaned from and spoken to and unpacked things with. And they've just been able to like help me apply wisdom rather than me just trying to acquire the knowledge to try and work through my life. So I think that multi-generational, purpose that we now have is really cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I love that we're a church that focuses on that and encourages that, because I just think there's so much we can gain from it. But yes, I'm very excited for this series. I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah,
and we encourage you.
Yeah,
come along,
please.
Come along to one of our services across Sydney. We have 4 locations at the moment. Head to our website, c3syd.church. We encourage you to come along this Sunday.
Yep.
Hear the preach.
Yeah.
Hear what we're all about. Yep. Come be a part of things, and maybe we'll see you there.
We'll catch you there.
See ya.